This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. I love talking to this guy. We interviewed him about 3 weeks ago. Joe Craven's joining us here now on our first Advantage Hotline. Joe, of course, excellent coach, but my goodness, we love his broadcasting. And you're going to be hearing a whole lot of him coming up as the Big Sky Conference tournament starts this weekend. And we know the Bears will be playing on Monday at 5:30 against Montana. Joining me now, Joe Cravens. Joe, my friend, thank you so much for being on with us, my friend.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be on with y'all. I always enjoy it. I'm knee-deep in prep work for the Big Sky Conference tournament right now, and looking forward to getting over there and kind of getting it started on Saturday.
I can't wait. And Joe, don't you feel like this year, maybe more than most years, this thing... I know it sounds cliche to say it, but this thing seems really wide open, that this is anybody's tournament.
Well, you're exactly right. You say that almost every year. Well, anyone can win this,
sure.
But in all the years, this is my 12th year to broadcast a tournament, and which matches the 12 years I coached in, which is hard for me to imagine. But this year, maybe more than any year I've been involved, it is just crazy. I broadcasted a game down in Salt Lake last night and was driving home, and I think there's actually legitimately five teams that could win this thing. I mean, there's you know, you count two or three, they really don't have any chance. But I think there's five teams that could, and I love your Bears' chances of this thing. They are playing well, and you know, they've got a lot of things going for them right now, in my mind.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on the Bears, because it's certainly been a weird season for them. A great non-conference schedule. They beat the CU Buffaloes for the first time, I don't know, Joe, like in 80, 90, 100 years. It's been a long time since the Bears did that. So it was looking really good. And then conference play starts, and they go 1-7 to start this thing off. And then they find their footing. They get red hot, only losing one more game after that 1-7 start. What do you make of this Coach Smiley basketball team?
Well, I'm like you. When they went 1-7, I thought, what in the world is going on over there? But you know, they were all close games. I think the seven they lost, and I'm not looking at their schedule right now, but most of them were by five or less. And it's been a strange year across the league. You look at Eastern, the last team that beat the Bears. At one time, they were, I think, 3-13 for the year, and then all of a sudden, Van Monson makes a couple adjustments, and they run off nine straight wins, and actually had a chance in the last night to be to share a part of the conference championship. So, you know, they've been very streaky as well. Weber State has been very, very streaky. I think the Bears, here's what I like about the Bears. Number one, I think they got the best backcourt in the league. I think this year there is terrific point guard play in the league, but I'm not sure Danker is not the best point guard. I think you could make an argument for that. And there's some other point guards that are I think there's four very high-level point guards in the league, and that's not even including guys like Isaiah Moses, who's very, very good at Eastern Washington. But I think they have the best backcourt, A, because of Danker, but B, because of his running mate, Block, who I think flies a little bit under the radar, but he's a all-league defensive player. He's one of the top three-point shooters in the league. My God, he's getting ready to break the games played record there at UNC. So I mean, he has a wealth of experience. I think overall they have the best backcourt in the league. I think the fact that they made it all the way, people kind of forget they were co-conference champs last year, made it all the way to the final game. And I've seen it many times in this tournament, I saw it with Danny Sprinkle at Montana State when they got to the final game, got beat by Eastern Washington a few years back, and then they come back. I think that experience getting to the final game and maybe not winning it or winning it, but I think that really serves your team well the next year. I think that really – and they've got three starters back from that team last year. Brock Wisney, one of the best post guards in the league. I like their two wings in Neri and Yamasaki. I just really like their team. I think they're playing good even though they lost at Eastern the other day. I don't, you know, I mean, in a way, Eastern may be the hottest team coming into the tournament, though they lost their last game, and will that have an effect on them? But, you know, everyone was scratching their head, including me, about Portland State. And, boy, when they had their backs to the wall against Weber State, man, they turned it on, and they look terrific. Now, can they carry that over into the tournament? I don't know. And there seems to be a little bit of a number one seed hex over the years in the Big Sky tournament. Remember Eastern Washington 2 years in a row recently, number one seed, and gets beat in the first round. So about anything could happen, but I think this year, I agree with what you're saying, this year in particular, it's up in the air and about anything can happen.
Well, I mean, anytime you get to the last game or so and you look at, you have to start digging in on all the tie-breaking scenarios and looking at the top and what happens here. There were several opportunities, I think, for the Bears to move where they were, but whether it was going to be over Weber State or Montana. And that's when you know it's crazy, when the last game, there's still a lot to go through. We're talking to Coach Joe Cravens, who's going to be on the call for the Big Sky Conference Tournament coming up starting this weekend. You coached in this tournament. You've called this tournament a lot. What mentally does it take to win these kind? I mean, this is, for the most part, you're playing, a couple teams are going to play four games if they were to happen to go win the whole thing. But you got the teams at the top, you got to win three, and you got to do it in a row. It is a wild concept because you're not doing that throughout the season, and then suddenly, bam, you're going to play a lot of basketball back to back to back.
Well, I think I hit on one thing. I think experienced guys that have been there before, if they've gone deep in their careers in the tournament, they understand. I think teams that have cultivated a deep bench, and when I say cultivate, you don't just wake up one day and have a deep team, a deep bench. You have got to spend the year, the season, putting guys in important spots, that 7, 8, maybe even 9 guys. So when you get to this point in the year, you've got guys that you feel good about after that starting 5. 6 guys isn't going to do it. 7 probably isn't either. You got to have 8 or 9 guys in this tournament. And they don't have to be guys who are going to come in and give you 15 or 20 points. They've got to be guys that come in and give you energy. They've got to rebound. They've got to defend. And they've got to not hurt you. So as I always use the term, star role players. You've got to have 2 or 3 star role players, I think, in this team. And then I think a huge factor, your stars have got to be stars. You can't have a guy like Danker go over and go 2 for 15 or have 7 turnovers or Brock Wisney just, you know, have 1 rebound and 3 points. Your stars have got to be stars when they get to this tournament, and they've got to carry you. They are been your stars all year, and they can't let you down. And that, you know, there's a little pressure there, but, you know, I mean, how much pressure is there playing college basketball and playing in a conference tournament? But I think the Bears check off all those. I think Portland State checks off all those. I think all of a sudden Eastern Washington, my God, they were really a bad team. I had them twice this year, once at University of Utah and then once against Weber State. And they were better against Weber State than they were at Utah, but I watched their game against you guys the other night, and my gosh, they just look like a different team. I don't know what magic wand Dan Monson waved over them, but it was an amazing transformation. So, and I think they have a deep team of a lot of role players, the Eagles I'm talking about. So, again, it's things have to kind of fall in place for you, but The guys in the short pants have an awful lot to do with that once you get there.
Yeah, no question about it. And we know, and Joe, you know this personally, just that difference from you could be a great Big Sky team. You can get into the tournament. You can win a couple of games. UNC, they were a great team last year. They got in their first two games, and they win big time. And they get into that championship game, of course, fell short, tried to make a comeback a couple of times, just couldn't quite get over the hump. But the difference, being a good Big Sky team to suddenly you win the tournament, you're in March Madness, suddenly things change. You know, everyone's talking about you. The coach might be going to another job, whatever. All these players are going to get different opportunities. It is such an opportunity coming up in this tournament, and winning it can just absolutely mean everything.
Oh, it's fun. It's a once in a lifetime type situation. And I want to go back on the point you made just a second ago about UNC playing Montana in the championship game last year. Montana wins. Remember, Montana, to build on my point about the experience of being there, was in the championship the year before against Montana State, and again played off that experience. No, it's a. I got to the final game a couple times. We won it one time, and we were one of the only teams, two teams in the history of the Big Sky to go undefeated in league play. And played Wisconsin, and we had beat Wisconsin the year before. I thought that was a pretty good draw, but to be a Big Sky team and get to the NCAA and win a game, you got to have the other team looking past you, you know, okay, and not taking you serious. And in retrospect, looking back on our experience, having beat Wisconsin the year before worked against us because their coach, Bo Ryan, said, well, there's no way we were going to look past you guys. But it is a wonderful experience. The joy and adulation of winning it, the excitement of Selection Sunday, going off to the tournament, It is a wonderful experience. I only experienced it one time as a head coach, several times as an assistant coach, but it is a once in a lifetime type experience. There's no question.
Well, and your experience, like you mentioned, how decorated your coaching career has been, but that season, coach, wasn't that 2003?
That was 2003.
You guys just run the table. You don't lose a game. In the Big Sky Conference, and how looking at this year and how difficult this battle is every night for Big Sky teams, that is just no small feat to be able to do that. And then I think you're up north of 25 wins that year too. So to do that every single night, I mean, that is a special season.
Well, it was an amazing year. And like I like to say, my team overcame my coaching, and I didn't get in the way too much when we got going. But we that team won 17 straight games, and so we went 10 weeks without losing a game. And, as a coach, we got on a roll, and there was never a time, though, I could lean back and say, oh, boy, we're really good. You win one, and it's like, oh, God, now we got, Montana State in 2 days. It wasn't until the season was way over till I had a chance to kind of enjoy it, But I had really good players that year, too. I had the player of the year in the league and another kid from Serbia named Slobodan Osokolic, who unfortunately got hurt the next year and was never the player he was. But it was a very fun year, and it's really funny. My coaches and the guys that were on that team, we're like the 72 Miami Dolphins. A team will run out like 6-0, 8-0, and then they get beat, and everyone texts me, okay, coach, we're still the only undefeated team. So guys are just waiting around for someone to get beat. And, Easter, was it 2 years ago? Boy, they went really deep before they lost the game. I think they won like 12, their first 12 league games. But it's really fun. This is a fun league. I was broadcast in Colorado at Utah last night, and I went in and talked to Tad Boyle, an old friend of mine, before the game, and a really great gentleman. And he got his start in the Big Sky at Northern Colorado, and I said, well, this is my last regular season broadcast going over to the Big Sky tournament. And he said, the Big Sky is such a fun league, so competitive. And so, guys that have coached in this league and been around this league, It's not the SEC or the ACC, but it's a really good league and a competitive league and a fun league to be involved with. It's a lot more fun being involved as a media person than it is a coach. Let me tell you that. You sleep a lot better at night. Now I've got kind of some bad news here. Unfortunately, all the years I've been over there, the 11th straight year, this is my 12th year, ESPN and all their infinite wisdom after doing the semifinals and the finals on ESPN2 for I think the last 4 or 5 years, they, a new person in charge has decided they want their people to do it. So
what?
I'm there for the first 3 days.
That's
and then
insane.
I get kicked back to the JV team. So it was very disappointing.
I did not know that, Joe.
And I don't think that I don't think anyone does. You may be the first.
I was just getting ready to say, one of the things that makes the Big Sky Conference tournament so great and so special is you. I was just getting ready to say that, and you're telling me you're not going to be in the final two games?
Well, I will do the first three rounds. Tony and I, and like I say, it wasn't the Big Sky, obviously. The ESPN, again, it kind of reflects any walk of life. When there's a change above you, that's not a good thing. And they said they wanted, again, their guys. So I met, they're going to send some people over who probably have never even seen a Big Sky game before. And it's kind of sad, but that's the way it is. We will do our 3 days, and actually, the second game on the third day will be my 95th game to broadcast in the Big Sky tournament. So a little bit of a milestone there.
Joe, man, you keep that head up, because everybody that I know, everyone, coaches, fans, players, they want to hear them some Joe Cravens. And so I'm going to, with your permission, I'm tweeting this out today. I'm saying I just found this out. What in the hell is ESPN doing? You just broke some news here with this, Joe, and I'm not very happy about that, my friend.
Well, I'm not. No one said I couldn't say that, but I'm not. I don't think that had really. I think that's the first time it's been made public. And again, I did a game down at Utah last night and was visiting with the guy that was a play-by-play guy, and he doesn't call any games in the Big Sky, but he's a big Sky fan. And he said, "Well, you're kidding me. That's not." And I said, "That's what's happened." So anyway, I don't think they're going to call the tournament off or anything like that. But I'll be there for 3 days, and then I'll take my little country backside home and watch it on TV, I guess.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you what, man. We'd still love to get you on after the tournament, get your thoughts on everything. And I think that's a crime. You know, the reason we're having you on, I mean, I haven't met you in person. That's going to change someday, hopefully. But, you know, from the two conversations we've had, it doesn't seem like there's much better. But listening to you over the years is must-see television. So they are, this is it's ESPN, though. We're used to them making terrible moves.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, I appreciate all your kind words. That I tell you, as I'm sitting here again, knee-deep in preparation, I don't think people realize to do this tournament, you don't just show up. I mean, it's about 25 to maybe 30 hours worth of preparation. I mean, it is a long – I mean, you're preparing for 10 games. And even with me not doing the semifinals and finals, I still got to prepare for all 10 teams. So it's an arduous task. It's fun when you get there. It will be a little less fun for me this year, but – that's what I'm doing, not just a little bit today, all day and all evening we'll be doing Big Sky preparation. So I'd love to be on with you after the tournament. I come home from there and we head to spring training, so we may have to talk from a spring training game and in between Miller Lights, but I'd be glad to be on with you.
Hey, I'll get our producer Michael to bring us some Miller Light. I'll pop one in here and we'll just kind of we won't be together, but we'll be together in the same way. So
that'll be fine.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, we'll be listening, and I'm gonna talk about you more than we've ever talked about you, because this is just another bad decision by ESPN. Appreciate you, my friend.
Yeah. I look forward to visiting again, and good luck to Coach Smiley and the Bears, who I think have a great team. And I think Coach Smiley and his staff, what a great group of guys he has on his staff. And, of course, you know, in my seat, you kind of root for everyone, and it's hard to see anyone get beat. But Coach Smiley's one of the really good guys and good coaches, and so is his staff in the Big Sky, and I wish him a lot of luck.
Yeah, they talk highly of you too, my friend. Hey, Joe, we'll catch up with you very soon.
Okay.
Best of luck. We'll be tuning in. The first three rounds will be my favorite, for sure.
Okay.
So, Joe, we'll talk to you soon, my man.
All right, guys. Thanks a million for having me on.
All right, thanks. 11:42 the time. Michael, let's take a quick break right now. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.